International Incident Number 5.
Jack Packard and Reggie York report to London at once for assignment in diamonds for the Dutch government. Signed, the 21 old men of 10 Gramercy Park.
I love adventure. The American Broadcasting Company presents a new Carlton E. Morse production featuring the international escapades of Jack, Doc, and Reggie. Tonight's incident brings you the $100 million manhunt.
All right, cabby. 10 Gramercy Park and step on it.
Here you are. Keep the change. Come on, Reggie.
Ah, back again, Mr. Packard and Mr. York.
Good morning.
Back again, and a nice day for it.
It is indeed, sir. Won't you go right into the great reception hall?
Are the old boys waiting for us?
I believe they are, Mr. York. Right inside, please.
Righto. Jove, I never get over how that great door opens so loudly from the outside and closes without a sound from the inside.
The draperies have already been pulled from before the great mirror.
Which means we're about to go into session.
Come on, let's move down into the room a little, huh?
Gentlemen, welcome back to London.
Uh-oh.
You're both looking fit after your most successful engagement in returning the pearl of great price to her Burmese temple last week.
She didn't give us too much trouble.
I hope you'll have the same to report after today's assignment. But first, one word about your old ally, Doc Long.
I say, you have words of him?
A rumor has come into our possession. The Doc Long is somewhere along the Outer Mongolian border.
Then the red-headed Texan's still alive.
There seems to be that possibility. We will continue to follow up our lead. Now then, a matter of great concern to the Dutch nation has suddenly come to a head. I will let Mounir van Huygens, our Holland representative, give you your orders.
This assignment involves the rape of my government's treasury of $100 million worth of diamonds and the circumvention of a group of unprincipled men who now possess them.
Where do we start?
First, the history of these gems. When the Germans swept into the Low Countries in 1940, the cities of Antwerp and Amsterdam were the diamond-cutting centers of the world. The bulk of the government's wealth in cut and uncut diamonds were in the vaults of those cities.
Not quite. Not the loot.
Exactly. They were taken to Berlin. After the defeat of Germany, they disappeared. $100 million in diamonds gone.
You have a trace of them now?
Perhaps. At least we have a clue. To intercept and recover them is your assignment.
Thank you, Dr. Van Huygens. Gentlemen, you have 1 hour in which to board the American transatlantic stratoliner for Paramaribo, Dutch Guiana. You will pose as James Perry and Albert Young, businessmen looking for mahogany. At the Amsterdam Hotel in Paramaribo, you will be awaited by a trustworthy agent. Further instructions will come from him.
So, Dutch Guiana of all places. That's all?
That is all, except this. Yours is a most dangerous and urgent mission.
Amsterdam Hotel, you said, senor?
That's right, driver. Is this it?
Si, senor. I will bring in your luggage.
You better nip in fast, Jack. Do you suppose this is a sample of the climate?
There you go.
Made it, by Jove. You know, if somebody'd break a bottle of champagne over my head, I'd be launched.
Oh, sir. This isn't half bad. After that trip from the docks, music in the lounge and all that.
Senores?
Perry's my name. This is Mr. Young.
Oh, si. We received your wireless. Will you register, please?
Your bag, senores. Very small. A little wet.
Positively soggy. Here. Keep change.
Gracias, senor.
Here, Pedro. Take those bags and show the gentleman to numero 21.
21?
Say, that is a familiar ring.
21 old
Hey, man. Reggie. Why?
Something wrong? Senor Barran selected the room. He's expecting you.
Senor Barran?
Yeah, of course. Will you let Senor Barran know we've arrived?
But that is not necessary, senores. His room adjoins yours. He's waiting for you.
I see. All right, bring the bags, Pedro. Come on, Reggie.
Still no answer?
If Senor Barran occupies the adjoining suite, he's either deaf or else he's stepped out.
Queer. If friend Barran is our contact man from the 21 old men, he'd be on the job. I say, does it rain all the time in Dutch Guiana?
Not quite, but plenty.
Oh, look here, Jack. This French window opens on a covered veranda.
So what?
Well, if all the rooms on this side open out into the balcony, we might do a bit of prowling.
That makes sense. If Barran doesn't come to us, let's go to him, huh?
Observe how the heavens do open up.
Ah, here it is. Same type of French window as our room.
Ah, and it's unlocked.
Let's go in. Close the door.
Hey, Reggie.
Hmm?
Reggie, come here.
What now? Oh, look here. Dead.
Very dead. Knife when his back was turned.
Do you suppose this is Barran?
Who else?
Now, who gives us our instructions?
Hey, don't take out your gun, but back me up.
Righto.
I have made a mistake.
Oh, say, a little French dame.
No mistake if you were looking for Mr. Barran's room.
Oh, no, you don't.
Monsieur, let me go.
If you're a friend of Barran's, we want to talk to you.
Come inside.
Let me go, please, monsieur.
Oh, say, skittish, isn't he?
Take it easy. If you're a friend of Barran's, we want some information.
You are hurting my wrist. Please, monsieur.
Take a look on the floor over there.
Oh, mon Dieu. He's hurt.
He's dead.
Oh, then already I'm too late.
You came to warn him? You know who knifed him in the back?
Oh, no, no, monsieur. How do I know you are friends of his, monsieur?
We came here to meet him.
Were the men he was expecting? The men from London?
Yes, tell me, are you...
Oh, thank you, bon Dieu, you're here, monsieur.
Then tell us what's going on here.
No, not here. I must go. I shall be missed.
Not so fast. Go where? Who'll miss you?
Please, monsieur, I must hurry. Come at 9 o'clock tonight to the Leiden Café. 9 o'clock for certain.
Now, just a minute.
Ow!
Stop her, Reggie!
Oh, sorry, Jack. She was too quick for me. What happened?
She sank her fangs into my hand.
I say, Jack, do you think there is such a place as the Leiden Cafe? And why 9 o'clock? Ah, what a business. Rain down our necks, police in our hair, and our contact man dead of knife poisoning.
Dutch police were very decent.
But not very helpful. Let's see, Jack, we're way out of town. The Leiden must be a Dutch Guiana version of an American roadhouse.
Police said it was out of town on the edge of some river.
We've been following a river for some time. We're completely out of touch with civilization. Oh, I say, there are lights on the left.
Yeah, we're turning in. Just right. Still a couple of minutes at 9.
This is the place, senores. The Leiden.
Here you are, driver.
Gracias, senor.
Come on, Reggie. Let's get in out of this rain.
Sure. Colorful, eh?
There's an empty booth over there. Come on.
Jack, did you ever see such a conglomeration of races?
A little bit of everything. Even an Indian.
What's funny about that? They owned this country once.
No, I mean an East Indian, a Hindu. High caste, too. Over there with the turban.
Oh, yeah. Well, a handsome Johnny, too.
Nothing handsome about the rest of them.
Jack, I think we've been had.
Yeah, doesn't look too good.
Oh, here comes a waiter.
Looks more like a footpad.
What'll it be, mates?
Gin and tonic for me.
Just bring me tonic water.
This ain't no tourist dump, mates. Or maybe you're waiting for somebody.
Oh, no. Why?
Nothing. Nothing at all, mates. Be right with you.
Listen, Reggie.
Either this is a trap or something's gone wrong.
There's certainly no sign of our French girl.
If it comes to a row, we'll shoot out those hanging lamps. We'll have a chance in the dark.
Uh-oh. Half a dozen of the boys have moved in between us and the door.
There's another door. They're at the other end of the bar.
Now, say, Jack, we can get behind the bar at this end if we have to. Let the boys slug it out among themselves in the dark.
But don't get separated.
No fear. Now, here come the drinks.
Here you are, mates.
Thanks. Here you are.
Keep your money. This here's on the house.
What do you mean, on the house?
It means you're our blinking guest. Till the boss gets here. That's what I mean.
Oh, I see. What do you think of that, Reggie?
Here's what I think of it.
That takes care of the light there. Hey, Reggie, are you with me?
Right behind you, old boy. Keep going.
Duck down. Here we go, behind the bar.
Hey, what the place? In a minute, Jack.
All right, Reggie. That was the bartender.
Listen to those bladders slugging each other out there in the dark.
Here's the door.
My word, but it's dark out here.
And a good thing, too, or they'd have seen that door open.
Oh, say, this must lead to the second floor.
Quick, Reggie.
Up those stairs, quick.
Right.
Easy on the steps.
Turn out, old boy. It's like running about inside a coal bin.
Anywhere except into that lighted room at the end of the hall.
Here.
Try this one. Close the door softly, Reggie.
Yeah. Though I'd like to get my hands on that little French girlfriend we were to meet here.
She certainly led us into a trap. The window shades seem to be drawn. Maybe we could use a little light, huh?
See where we are. Here's the light switch.
Good. Yeah, that's better.
Hey, Reggie. Look here.
By Jove.
The French girl.
Trussed up and gagged. Untie her, Reg, while I take off the gag. There.
Oh, mon Dieu, this is a miracle. You are alive.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, merci.
Maybe I owe you an apology after all, mademoiselle.
Madame, monsieur. Madame Barin.
Barin? He was your husband?
Oui. I have worked with him from the beginning. Some of the enemy found out and...
The enemy?
There is a group of international gangsters. They killed my husband. Now they tie me up.
No wonder you didn't keep your appointment.
And you know what we came here to find out from your husband?
Oui, monsieur. But of course.
Do you know your way around this rabbit warren, a place where we can hide out or at least get away safely?
Oui, monsieur. But we must hurry. What you seek is here, in this place. And if we fail, it will be gone forever.
I hear water. Is that the river?
Oui, monsieur. I approach you underground to the boathouse. The river is behind the cafe. There's a boat landing outside.
A perfect hideout. Well, I say, it stopped raining for a change.
Okay, now bring us up to date quickly, madame.
Please. Not madame. I am Emily to all who are my friends.
Ah, well, that's us. Friends of all beautiful women.
Hey, cut it out, Reggie. Emily, what's the story?
You saw the Hindu in the cafe?
Yeah, we saw him.
They call him Your Highness. I think that man killed my husband.
What makes you think so?
Always my husband used to say to me wherever we were. In Berlin, in Marseille, in Tunis, Tangier, Algiers. Everywhere, he said. Emily, ma chérie, someday India will come to us, or we will go to India. When that happens, it will be the end of the trail.
That fits. Reggie, now it's beginning to make sense.
What is?
India diamonds. There's only one place in the world where $100 million in diamonds could be sold and disappear forever, and Baraya knew it.
By Jove. India. Those blighters hoard gold and gems.
Oui, monsieur. I heard my husband say so.
Well, then you think our Hindu Johnny's the buyer?
Either that or he's an agent.
And that is why I know he killed my husband.
No, it wasn't any Hindu who killed Baran.
But my husband, he said...
The knife that killed your husband wasn't an Indian knife. More than that, it was wielded by a small person. Someone who didn't know much about the trick of killing with a knife.
How would you know?
Listen.
Hey, the boat.
Sounds like it's coming up to the boathouse.
Watch it.
I will look and see who it is.
Be careful.
Carl, Luigi.
Hey, what are you doing?
They are friends, monsieur. Come. Be careful of the steps down to the boat landing. Oh,
say, looks like we're in luck. We could use a little help.
Carl, a bonheur, mon ami.
Emily, who are these men?
They are the men we expected, Carl. And be careful.
Oh. So, surround these men.
Here, what's going on? Another trap.
Keep your hands where they are. Luigi, take their weapons. Ali, Hans, shoot if they move.
We taking this deck?
How about that? Tricked by the same girl twice.
Tie them securely. They are dangerous men. Already the other gang has arrived. They bound and gagged me and tried to kill these two, but they escaped and saved me. take no chance with his men.
A Portuguese gang has come to the Leiden Cafe?
They are inside now. They have a trap set for you. They were holding me as hostage. You think of me out.
So you thank us by making us prisoners.
Quiet. Emily, they did not make you talk about that cache of diamonds.
God, these men have ears.
They will not be able to use them for long. Hans, Ali.
Yeah?
Load these men into the boat.
You're quite a girl, Emily.
You are nothing to me.
Quiet. Load these men into the boat. Take them up the river. Feed them to the piranhas.
Yeah, food for the fish.
Reggie.
Yes, Jack?
You're lying on my feet.
Oh, sorry, old boy. So dark, I can't tell where I'm lying.
Still tied up, tight as ever.
Yeah. Can't move a muscle. Between the ropes and the bilge water in the bottom of this tub.
I'm doing rather badly. Can you feel my right foot when I move it?
Yeah, right in the small of my back.
See if you can reach it with your fingers. There's a safety razor blade slipped in between the sole.
Well, they're awful old razor blades. Why don't I think of things like that?
Never mind that. Do you feel it?
Just a moment. There.
You got it?
I have indeed.
Roll over here, back to back. Maybe you can cut my wrists free.
Righto.
Hey, hold it.
Quiet down there.
Keep sawing, but keep it quiet.
It's going to take a minute. Hey, Jack, what's this piranha business?
What about him?
Well, that chef Carl. He said throw us to the piranhas.
Oh, devilish little fish about the size of sardines. Millions of them in these South American rivers. Most voracious animal alive. Anything falls in the river and the piranhas swarm like flies. Clean an animal or a man to the bone in 60 seconds.
Happy little critters, aren't they?
Hey, how are you coming? They're slowing down. Any luck?
Just around the next bend in the river, hon. That'll be far enough.
Try now, old boy. A little more, Reggie. How's that? I got it. Give me the razor blade. Now these ropes on my ankles. Now for you.
This is good enough. Throw over the anchor.
That's it. Now my legs. Now come on, you blighters.
Lie still and lay you down in the cockpit, Reggie. Play possum.
Come on, Hans. All aboard with them. Yeah, time to feed the fish.
Now, Reggie.
With pleasure.
Now, that's one of them.
And here's number two.
Jack, that second man didn't try out.
Yeah, he couldn't. He was not cold. I tried to catch him, but he went over the side.
Listen to those fish piping.
I'm glad it's dark. It wouldn't be a pretty sight.
Now, say, Jack, come on, let's get out of here. This place gives me the willies.
I'll get the motor and head back downstream. Hey, Reggie, there's something that sticks in my mind.
I know. Those ruddy fish?
No. The way that French girl Emily looked at that fellow Carl. A new widow just doesn't have that sort of look in her eyes.
True. You mean she really isn't Baron's widow?
I don't know. But I do know this. She'd double-cross her own mother if it was profitable.
Well, here we are back at our jolly old hotel. Ooh, looks better in the sunshine. What now?
Well, we start all over again. This is where we came in. Hello, new girl at the room clerk's desk.
Pretty, too.
I'll take care of that department. You relax.
Listen to the man.
Si, senores. What may I do for you, please?
That comes later. May we have the key to our room?
You are registered here?
Perry's my name. This is Mr. Young.
Si. We were expecting you. But you will have to register, please.
We've already registered. Early last night, room 21.
Oh, I will see. There is no record, senores.
But that's queer. Perry and Young, room 21.
Perry, Young.
Hello, how are you?
Name is Malcolm. Where have you to been all night? Mom, but I've been fair worried about you. Come upstairs.
Now, just a minute. This is another trap we...
Now, you're right to be suspicious, but perhaps these credentials will satisfy you.
Hello. I should think so.
All right, we'll go up with you, Mr. Malcolm.
Come in, gentlemen.
Well, say, Jack, that's our luggage.
Aye, I had it brought in here, hoping against hope you'd be back.
You had a bad bet most of the time.
Look here, Malcolm.
If you're the man the 21 old men sent us down here to contact, why was Barrin waiting for us?
Well, apparently the Barrins intercepted the 21 old men's wireless and arranged to dispose of you under my nose.
The Barrins? Then the French girl was his wife.
Emily, aye, she's Barrin's widow. Either she or Barrin himself must have intercepted the radiogram today.
By Jove, I remember now. That girl clerk at the desk last night.
What about her?
Well, not the same one who's on duty now. She wore dark glasses, had a funny hairdo, kept her head down. That must have been Emily, faking Spanish.
I thought she looked familiar, but I couldn't place her.
It was Emily. That's why we were never registered.
Ah, that explains it. Emily pretended to check you in, and then destroyed the registration card. You were just meant to vanish.
What kind of hotel management is that?
This is South America, Mr. Packard. Everything is pretty sketchy. Anyway, by the time I learned you were here, you had gone out to the Leiden Roadhouse. Hopped into a jeep and went out there. The place was a shambles.
They did it with their own little hot hands.
And you had disappeared. My orders were strictly against calling in the police. All I could do was wait.
But Barrin, who killed him? And who are the Barrins?
I can only answer one of those questions. The Barrins own the Leiden. They built it 3 years ago.
No wonder Emily knew the secret passage.
The Leiden holds many secrets. Among them, the hiding place of the stolen treasure.
But you don't know who killed Barrin.
That is still a mystery.
I could make a good guess with you. But who are Carl and Luigi? Those names have any significance to you?
Why do you ask that?
They arrived at the roadhouse by boat with a dozen plug uglies. They tried to liquidate us.
That completes the picture. Carl and Luigi are the other members of the original Barrin gang. They are the men who smuggled $100 million loot out of Berlin.
And there must be two sets of international crooks. That's what Emily meant about a second gang having arrived.
Hello, as the Portuguese gang arrived in the sea.
Yeah, they tied up Emily at the roadhouse and laid a trap for Carl and the rest of the Barrin boys.
You know, there seem to be international hoodlums under every rock these days.
What about the Hindu, Malcolm? Emily called him His Highness.
I trailed him and Barrin here from Spain. I knew eventually they'd lead me to the diamonds. That was when I cabled 10 Gramercy Park for help.
His Highness is able to buy $100 million worth of diamonds?
Not only able, but eager.
Probably willing to deal with whichever gang ends up with the stone, huh? Hey, do you say you have a jeep, Malcolm?
I have that.
And come along. We've wasted enough time.
Where now, Jack?
Back to the Leiden.
Back to the battlefront, men. Let's have at 'em.
We must be nearly there.
Right around the next turn, just ahead.
Then run the jeep off the road into these woods. We'll sneak up.
We'll have cover almost to the buildings.
Come on, must be just a few yards through the trees.
I say, you chaps smell smoke?
Well, now you mention it.
Hey, look. Dead bodies. Two, three, four of them.
Some of the Portuguese gang.
Okay, here's one of Barrin's boys. I remember his face.
What's that?
Come on, it means we're in time.
Here we are, on the edge of the woods.
Hold it, hold it.
Sure. Well, the two gangs must have had a private war.
Look, the Leiden house has been burned.
How about that? War to the death in the jungle.
Gang battle and burned out. Nothing but the chimney and the concrete foundations.
There are more signs of battle. Those men sprawled out there.
Well, they're not taking a nap. But which side won?
We'll soon know. Don't forget that dynamite blast we just heard.
You mean they were blasting for the treasure?
Here they come. Keep back out of sight.
Uh-oh. There's our girl, Emily, and Carl. Wonder where Luigi is.
Emily's directing her men to go into the ruins. The treasure's in there, Packard. It's lost forever. The place must have been an inferno.
Don't you believe it. Emily knows what she's doing.
Positively. And I'll bet money that that explosion we just heard blasted open the cement foundation.
Of course. She and Barrin must have concealed the treasure in the foundation when they built this place 3 years ago.
Hey, look. Down on the river by the boathouse.
I see. A yacht. An ocean-going yacht.
Right. The Lacana, Bombay. Train your field glasses on her, Malcolm.
I will do.
Can you make out anything?
Aye. It's manned by Lascars, Hindus, East Indians.
Our Indian potentate ship.
Aye, he's on the bridge, watching through glasses.
Hey, here comes Emily with Carl and their men from behind that cement wall.
Oh, they're carrying something. It looks like a footlocker.
Good. Now listen, you two. The Maharaja is quite willing and able to buy the treasure, but I don't believe he'll have any part of a fight. And the three of us can handle Emily and her gang.
We haven't a prayer if the Indian and his men come ashore.
That's a chance we'll have to take.
Yeah, there they come with a second footlocker.
All the jewels are in those two cases, I know that much.
And it's time for us to move in. Malcolm, cover us with your rifle, will you?
Hurry.
All set, Reggie?
Ready and willing.
Let's go!
Carl! Carl, they're coming!
Son of a... Shoot them quick! Fight them all!
Good work, Malcolm. Keep it up.
Wait into them, Reggie.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. Yeah, that does it.
Dual commanders are still with a ton of beef. Oh, look out, Jack, behind you.
Kill you. Let me go, I kill you.
Emily, stop it, you little cat. Give me that knife.
I can bite you.
Now, give me that knife. Is this the dirt you used to knife your husband in the back because you were in love with Carl?
You lie.
You want to bet on it?
Luigi's over there. He's shot in the back.
Yeah, Emily and Carl are going to have it all to themselves.
Too bad, honey. Boyfriend's gone bye-bye.
Canaille. Dog.
Jack, the yacht. It's pulling out in a midstream. His Highness doesn't want any part of this.
Let him go. We got what we came for.
Senor Packard, you are giving me much pleasure this evening.
Yeah, that's my line.
So?
Sure, always let the man be the first to say he's grateful.
But you are so brave, so very much a man. How is a girl going to keep still when her heart sends the words to her lips?
Look, are you sure you're only the desk clerk at the Amsterdam Hotel here in Paramaribo?
You do not think so?
You're much too pretty and much too facile with your pretty words. You could do better than being a receptionist.
Oh, you will take me with you?
Well,
for the man who has captured international gangsters and have saved $100 million worth of diamonds, you can do anything.
Is that so now?
See, you could take me to the Riviera and make me a very glamorous woman. Or you could take me to Hollywood and make me a beautiful movie actress.
Now, just a minute.
But you say yourself that I should not hide away down here in Paramaribo.
But I'm a man about the world, not a Hollywood agent.
Ah, senor, you do this one little thing
oh,
for me.
Oh, hello, Jack Olver.
Oh, Reggie, where'd you pop from? Here, sit down.
No, send him away.
I say, is that polite?
Here, sit down.
Well, matter of fact, can't do it. Here, read this cablegram.
What's the matter now?
Please, you will take me with you.
Uh-oh. Jack Packard and Reggie York. You are requested to return to London immediately for special assignment in connection with the kidnapping of a girl's finishing school.
What? Somebody's run off with a girl's finishing school. How do you like that?
Signed, the 21 old men of 10 Gramercy Park.
Please, I am much more interesting than a silly schoolgirl.
Yeah, I'll bet you are, sweetheart, but get your hat, Jack. The Transatlantic Air Express is holding teeth for us.
For me, too?
Great not.
How in blazes do you kidnap a girl's finishing school?
Look, are you going to let this Englishman come between us?
Bye, honey. Next time I'm in Paramaribo, remind me to find out your name.
So, senor, you are a wolf. A wicked American wolf, and I spit upon you.
Come on, wolf. The 21 old graybeards are calling.
You have just heard I Love Adventure, a new Carlton E. Morse production featuring Michael Raffetto as Jack Packard and Tom Collins as Reggie York. Next week brings international incident number 6 entitled The Girls Finishing School Kidnapping, an affair ranging from the Adriatic to the mountain fastness of Tibet. This evening, the spokesman was played by Everett Glass, Van Huygens by Louis Van Ruten, Emily by Lillian Byatt. Don Morrison played the Mexican. Lal Chan Mera was Ollie. Dan O'Herlihy was the Cockney waiter. Al Malotin was the Spanish room clerk. And Russell Thorson played Carl. The $100 Million Manhunt was written by Carlton E. Morse with John Paul Schofield. Organ music and effects by Rex Corey. Your announcer, Dresser Dalston. A listening reminder. The clock ticks off 30 minutes of mystery and suspense as it brings you next another unforgettable story. Stay tuned for The Clock, which follows over this ABC station. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.